Why weren't witches burned during the Salem witch trials? I'm Leia from Ripley's.com, and this is your Weird Minute. Burning witches is almost as synonymous with New England as lobster, but the iconic image of a poor woman being burned to death at the stake by the hands of Puritans in America is completely false. Not a single witch was burned during the Salem witch trials, with the exception of one witch. They were all hanged by the neck until dead or died while in prison. The man who wasn't hanged, Giles Corey, was crushed by boulders. Corey refused to plead either guilty or innocent when he was taken to court as means to prevent a trial from happening at all. He did so to protect his assets from the church, who received witch property. They tried torturing him by pinning him between two planks and stacking rocks on top of him, but he was a tough nut to crack, dying while daring his torturers to stack more on. Believe it or not, they didn't burn the witches because English law at the time reserved burning for people convicted of treason. They were only burned after being drawn and quartered. They found this inappropriate for witches because it could involve public nudity of usually female witches. Catholics in Europe, however, had no problem using fire, considering it bloodless and preventing the executed's bodies from holy salvation. For more strange stories, visit Ripley's.com, rate the Weird Minute if you haven't already, and tune in tomorrow for another Minute of Odd.